Okay. And record your number 3. Uh-oh. Let me just turn that one off. Stop. And readjust. I said delete, sweetheart. Yep. All right. So here. Excellent. You feel so bad that my whole stomach is trembling. I haven't felt this bad in a long time. At least one of you has been afraid since the morning. All right, so I'm going to unmute. Jennifer is not here yet and hasn't sent me any email. So I don't know why. It says, the reminder says that it will start in an hour. How is that possible? Guys, did you get a reminder email from GoToWebinar?
Yes.
Saying it starts in an hour?
Yes, I just got it.
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, then that's why Jennifer is late. So something in the GoToWebinar setting is wrong. But why did it change? Jesus. That's not good. It sounds like a refund to me. Let me just find this girl. And send her an email. I'm trying to work in the corner of my screen. If you are going to shuffle, please mute yourself. Please come. Okay. Well, she either will come or she won't. I mean, it is scheduled for 4 p.m. New York, right?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what GoToWebinar says, it's 4 p.m. All right, so whoever is making the noise, stop doing it or mute yourself. It's okay, you can just mute yourself. Don't freeze on me. That's not the point. Just manage it. I was on a webinar with someone who I thought was a great guy, okay? But when he kept on making noise and fidgeting, I got that he is not as good as I thought. Undisciplined, unaware. Oh, Jennifer's here. Good. All right, so my commitment, hi Jennifer, I'm glad you made it. Okay, so I unmuted you.
Hi Sophie.
Hi. All right, so I am going to admit something. I had no idea what we were going to do, and I still don't. And I tell you why. Because I have a commitment to make this webinar fun. Fun and light. Why? That's not my style, right? I mean, raise your hand if you think that light and fun my style. I expect no hints. It's not my style, okay? I mean, fun, yes, I can have fun, but not light. I am not light. And on the other hand, okay, I am going to mute. That was Jennifer. Okay, so Jennifer, you are muted. Mute it on your end, okay, so that you can manage it.
Okay.
Your internet is very noisy.
Okay.
Do it now. Thank you. All right, so so because the topic is heavier than anything I have ever done, it is really heavy, and probably I could teach it for a whole year, every weekend, and I wouldn't run out of things to do and say with you. I am going to pick and choose as we are going, feel it, if you're able to grok it and be with it and go with it or not. So the umbrella that everything belongs to is Face the Tiger. Face the Tiger so that you can grow. Face the Tiger so that your light can shine. Face the Tiger so that you can start having a greater life. And of course, the nature of human, because of its dual nature, is not very readily available for that. So so that's why it's heavy. You have your animal nature, the survival, the avoiding, the immediate gratification, all the cognitive biases, and it wants to keep you in the fold, of being human animal. And we are doing really well. If that's the goal, hey, humanity is doing super. Not happy. So the reason humanity is not happy, because at the same time we have aspirations. We have the kind of brain that is capable of more, can see light, and see that we could live a life that is not limited by human animal. And that duality is the issue. So we are going to look if we can beat at least some of the time the genes and shine or live a great life or whatever I said before. The opposite. All right, so raise your hand if you got that. I'm willing to repeat it if you didn't. All right, so lower your hand if you didn't quite get it. All right, you got it. All right, good. So that's what you're going to do. Now, as I said in the email, the best thing would be is to bring up some issues, and I'm going to type as fast as I can. And if you are blocked, I'm going to download the, actually, why don't I do it now? So Jennifer and John and Rhonda, except Nancy, nobody was at the call on Wednesday, and you are going to need self-trust, okay? So I'm going to activate self-trust, the capacity to see that you can handle it. Whatever, you can handle it. It doesn't look in any particular way I can handle it. It's a self. It's a beingness. It's an identity. I can handle it. Okay? Nancy, do you want to share what things you saw as a result? Oops, please unmute yourself and share if you're willing. If you're not, then I will download Courage first.
Oh. Okay, share
What in particular?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Try to pay attention, okay?
Yes.
So you were the only one who got the self-trust capacity on Wednesday.
Yes.
And you saw a couple of things that were not natural to you.
Right.
To the self before Wednesday.
Right.
Just share one of them if you can. I don't remember. I can look up your shares.
Well, I was driving on my way to work the next morning, and I didn't realize that you had downloaded that, I mean, the capacity to me. And I noticed on the way to work that I was feeling pretty spunky and actually kind of like, the word that came to me was aggressive because I felt like in control. And I didn't know if it was like ego or what it was, but it was definitely a different feeling.
Good. All right. So this is what happens when you, thank you. This is what happens when you have self-trust. You become a lot, you know, children, there are shy children, and they don't have self-trust. And then there are what they call precautious children. I hope I'm using the right word. And they touch anything, and they poke at you and ask questions and make faces at you because they trust something. Well, that's how I have, you can mute yourself, Nancy. That's how I have self-trust. So I'm going to download that, and then we're going to look at what courage is. And I wrote it in an article, promptly forgot. What the heck did I say? Does anybody remember what I said, what courage is? Anybody? Did you read the article? Do you remember me saying it? When did I say it? Yes.
You said the opposite of courage is not fear, but abundance. Abundance?
Okay. Did I say it this week, or did I say it before?
I think before.
Okay, so that's not what I mean.
Oh, okay,
thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Nancy. Mute yourself on it. Nancy, did you read the article? Can you find it for me, or shall I?
Well, I can find it.
I can find it, too.
Yeah.
I'm recording on this computer, and it's a little icky. It doesn't matter. We'll figure. I don't remember, because it doesn't come from the mind, and therefore it doesn't come from any storage device, and the mind doesn't even know there's something to remember. But anyway, so let me just download the capacity. You can multitask as I'm doing it,